Hello and welcome to the Big Fat Quiz of the academic year. It's just like Channel 4's Big Fat Quiz of the Year, except we've changed it just enough to avoid a lawsuit. In October, ex-Nottingham Forest and Notts County striker Dele Adebola took to Twitter to deny a rumour circulating about himself. Can you tell me what that rumour was? Oh, they're quite happy with this.
it's just a great story. I love this story.
I love that he nibbed on it as well. Yeah. He was nibbling for like weeks on this thing.
Hannah, how's your knowledge of retired Notts County and Notts Forest footballers?
He's one of my favourites, honestly. I mean, I love.
What's his name again?
Something Ebola, right?
Yeah, Dele Adebola, yeah. What was that rumour?
Dele did not have Ebola.
So you think that the rumour was that Dele Adebola had Ebola?
I do think that Dele Adebola had Ebola, but he didn't have Ebola, so he said he didn't have Ebola.
Well, what have we got? Everyone else got that?
Same answer.
Yeah, following use of the hashtag #PrayForDele, Dele Adebola denied to his followers that he had Ebola. Just the name of the seventh Star Wars film.
Yeah, we got this. It's Star Wars 7, Big Space Fight.
Big Space Fight. Right, for our next question, we're joined all the way from America by URN Sport alumni, Ben Harrison. Hi, Ben.
Hi, James. In February, an event rocked Nottingham soccer to the max. Can you tell me what that news was?
Ben Harrison, if you're listening right now, I don't know where you are because it's probably like, I don't know, midday
it's
or something.
PM,
it's 3 or 4
p.m. now, yeah.
Ben Harrison, come back. We need you next year, boy. Not in my house.
The event that rocked Nottingham soccer to the max, which is one of the greatest turns of phrase that America has ever come out with, was, I believe, the sacking of Stuart Pearce as Nottingham Forest manager.
Well, did everyone else get that, or did everyone else have another answer?
That was definitely what we said.
Yeah.
It's definitely written down.
We've got that here.
So.
Just between.
Just, everyone thought it was Stuart Pearce, but was it right?
The news was, of course, that Nottingham Forest had fired Stuart Pearce. Not in my house.
Not in his house, indeed.
Yes!
For this next question, we're joined by URN sport editor, Paddy Hildred, who's going to give us a unique insight into one of the biggest cinematic releases of the month. What I want to know is, what is the name that is being bleeped out?
Revealed a new signing today amid cries of outrage from some critics, believing the nature of the deal to be an inaccurate reflection of style of play. There's also been concern among fans as to the terms of the contract itself, and it is believed that the deal broke down on a number of occasions before finally being sealed. Nevertheless, I will be dancing in the halls of playroom tonight following this landmark signing. Back to you in the studio.
Yeah, so what is Paddy describing in his own unique way? It's a film from February, it's released in February, and he's described that film in the style of a sports presenter. So you've just got to tell me what film he was talking about there. Does anyone know what the film was?
Kingsman.
You thought what?
Kingsman.
Kingsman.
That means no.
That's no, like, so you thought that so-and-so revealed a new signing today amid cries of outrage from something. It's not correct, I'm afraid, Jack. Did anyone get it?
We had literally no idea.
Literally no idea.
We wrote, James is the new head of URN After Dark, because we thought you might give us a point. And then, and then I wrote The Hobbit. But can we have a point? Because
I've just had a text suggestion.
We're losing, James. Yeah.
Which is 50 Shades of Grey, but I also think that's wrong.
So you thought that 50 Shades of Grey was wrong. Well, let's find out what it was with this second recording.
Let's see if I can do Jim White. Christian Grey revealed a new signing today amid cries of outrage from some critics, believing the nature of the deal to be an inaccurate reflection of Grey's style of play. There has also been concern among fans as to the terms of the contract itself, and it is believed that the deal broke down on a number of occasions before finally being sealed. Nevertheless, there will be dancing in the halls of Grey's playroom tonight following this landmark signing. Back to you in the studio.
Yeah, so 50 Shades of Grey was right.
Yeah, fairs.
That's a good effort. Yeah, so I thought...
Means Annabelle's now in fourth place in this quiz.
And for our next question, we're going to go to my ex-girlfriend, Sophie Hornby.
The Twist and Shout Hour regrets to inform you that James's ex-girlfriend Sophie has refused to appear on the show on the grounds that I'm not doing another one of those quizzes after last time and that she is at work pretty much all of the time. It is speculated that the real reason for her refusal is down to her being a complete b**. So I'm going to do the question instead. Robin Thicke was sued for $7.3 million in March. Why?
Thanks for that, Sophie. Yeah, why was Robin Thicke sued for $7.3 million in March? Does anyone know?
Yeah.
Luke?
Song plagiarism.
You think song plagiarism? Anyone else get anything different?
Yeah, we wrote... copied a Marvin Gaye song. I'm not sure it was Marvin Gaye, but we think it was a Marvin Gaye song. But we also said, also was misogynist.
So you got sued $7.3 million for being a misogynist.
Yeah, but also...
Well, in that case...
I only have 10 quid left in my account. Yeah,
in that case, we're all under the cosh.
Yeah, did you guys...
We got song plagiarism as well,
Yeah, you're all absolutely about to find out.
The song was found to plagiarise Marvin Gaye's song, Got to Give It Up.
Thanks, Sophie. I'm going to play a clip of the reaction to one of the news stories in this month. And it's up to you guys to tell me what this lady is reacting to.
I'm not exactly sure why. I just, I'm sorry. I kind of saw this coming, but at the same time, I was never prepared for it. And I didn't know it would, like, hit me this hard.
Yeah, so she never saw it coming, so it's not the Spanish Inquisition. cheers. Anyone, just basically, what was she talking about there, is what I want to know. Callum and James, what was she not prepared for?
She wasn't prepared for something to hit her this hard, and I'm pretty sure on this, that she was mid-coitus. Is what it's known as in the industry.
We don't all do French, mate.
And something slipped out and went in the wrong passage.
So your answer is accidental anal.
Accidental anal is indeed the correct answer.
Joe and Hannah, you get anything funnier or
just
better?
Said
Zane.
Let's find out.
If you haven't heard yet. On the One Direction Facebook page, there's a thing about how Zayn is leaving the band.
Yeah, so Callum and James obviously with a point there for accidental anal. No, that's Zayn leaving One Direction. May was the month that saw Azeem Ward's flute recital gain worldwide attention. And joining us to give you guys our next question... is the man himself. Take it away, Azeem.
Hi, James. This May, my senior flute recital gained the attention of over 100,000 people on Facebook. But I want to know is, what was my favorite part of the week leading up to the recital?
So what was Azeem's favorite moment leading up to the recital where he gained worldwide fame? And I'm surprised people in the studio aren't shocked that I managed to get Azeem on my show.
Oh my god, Azeem?
Yeah, I told them.
You told us in Mooch, mate.
I was so excited. But yes, we have Azeem Ward on the Twist and Shout Hour. Absolutely unbelievable. Just
welcome, Azeem.
Yeah. So what was his favourite part of the recital? Does anyone know?
Well, I went for a bit of a joke answer and said that hashtag cheeky Nando's that he had.
Well, let's find out. Let's find out from the man himself. Azeem, what was your favourite part leading up to your flute recital?
All right, James, my favourite part leading up to the recital was definitely being on the Jimmy Kimmel show. That was a surreal experience, and I never saw it coming. So when it did happen, I was practically in shock. So I was very fortunate for it to happen, and that was definitely my favorite part leading up to the recital.
Thanks a lot, Azeem. That was Azeem Ward on the Twist. From Jimmy Kimmel to the Twist and Shout Hour within a month.
He's going up in the world.
Exactly, exactly that. A bonus point, and this will decide it, because I'm going to give it to whoever's closest. Total number of students enrolled at the University of Nottingham this year. Okay, I can announce the winner. The correct answer was 33,197. Joe's team with 34,700 and Callum and James Goodison with 32,500. Therefore, the closest. And our winners tonight, hashtag team Billet.
Oh! Billet Jean!
This is URN.